Amen. Why don't we just pray for the word quickly before we get into it. Heavenly Father, it is a privilege and honor to be able to look to your word and to open up our ears to hear what you would want to say. Pray tonight, God, that you would speak into each one of our hearts, that, Lord, we would be changed and that your glory would fall in your house, God, and that you would just light a deeper passion and a deeper zeal for your word and for your presence within each one of us. We ask it all in your name for your glory. Amen. Well, our title tonight is Glory Forever. Amen. Romans 11:36. For from him and through him and for him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen. I pray tonight that our hearts would be awakened and stirred to the truth of this word, that all creation and all created beings are from God, that all of us were made for his purposes, that all the glory goes to him. To him be the glory forever. Amen. These words, glory and amen, they are linked together in Scripture often. Depending what translation you were using, in the New Testament there are approximately 50 verses that record the word amen. And out of these verses, about half of them that end with amen, they are directly associated with God's glory and with praising him. The other half are prayers that the grace and peace of the Lord would be with us, and these ones end with amen. This word amen that we speak, it is about affirming and believing in his promises and his glory. Jude 1:25, to the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen. 1 Timothy 1:17, now to the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. This word amen, it originally comes from the Hebrew word aman, and it was transliterated directly from the Hebrew into the Greek and then into several other languages from there. And it actually is considered, to a lot of people, it is regarded as almost a universal word. And the word is directly related to the Hebrew word for believe or faithful. Amen has come to mean sure or truly, an expression of absolute trust and confidence. In the Gospel of John, he uses the words most assuredly about 25 times. And these words, most assuredly, they have the same meaning as amen. So be it. So it is. Let it be done according to your word and to your promises, Lord God. Jesus taught us to end our prayers and our petitions with amen, a prophetic word of faith that the Lord's will would be done according to his word in Jesus' name. Our main passage comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 1. If you have your Bibles, you can turn there. 2 Corinthians 1, verse 20. For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And so through him, the amen is spoken by us to the glory of God. This word glory, in this verse, it means glorious. It means honor, praise, dignity, worship, splendor, magnificence, brightness, the absolute majesty and perfect inward and excellency of Christ. What a beautiful and powerful word glory is and what it means for our lives. We say amen all the time, but do we truly understand the power that there is in this one small word? This word means more than the prayer is now over. For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him amen, to the glory of God through us. The promises of God are not sometimes yes and sometimes no. The promises of God are not, I don't know, maybe. The promises of God are yes. Can he save the hardest of hearts? Yes and amen. Can he deliver us and set us free? Yes and amen. Can he move mountains in our lives? Will he provide for all of our needs? Yes and amen. Can he bring healing? Can he bring breakthrough to the hardest of situations? Yes and amen. The promises of God are yes and amen. And God commands us to say amen. He is the amen. And he is looking for our faith to stand upon his word. May we hear the passion of in God's heart for his glory and our amen. There are three things I want to look at tonight, ways in which God wants to show his glory in and through us. And this word amen, it is important that his glory may be fulfilled in our lives. Number one tonight is the hope of glory. Colossians 1:27. To them God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. We have a hope that is eternal, that is secure, that is strong, that carries us through the storms. And this hope is Jesus Christ. And he lives within us and among us as our hope of glory. His glory is magnificent. It guides us in the darkness. Nothing can ever take away this hope of glory from within us. Romans 8:17 to 21. Now if we are children, then we are heirs. If indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we may also share in his glory. I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage and brought into the freedom and glory of the children of God. There are earthly struggles. There are sufferings that we endure. But these sufferings, they are allowed for a plan and a purpose. God is using our present sufferings to prepare us for glory. The hope of God does not deny our trials, but it brings a confidence to us that God's purposes and his promises will prevail, making us ready for an eternal glory. 1 Peter 5, verse 4, and when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away. Titus 2, 11 to 14, for the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age while we wait for the blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. We have a hope tonight, church, a hope of glory that is awaiting us. We have a hope that is meaningful for this life and for eternity. This is one of the best promises that God has given to us in his word. The hope of glory is Jesus Christ in us. That means that the full power of his death and resurrection is alive within inside of us. And we ought to be changed by the hope of glory that is Jesus Christ inside us. We can endure anything, for this too will pass. He is strengthening us and giving us his power as we walk through the storms and the fires. There is a greater glory that we live for. We receive this hope of glory. This promise is yes and amen to us in Jesus Christ. Number two, we have been rescued and called for his glory. 2 Timothy 4:18. The Lord will rescue me from every evil attack and will bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. How many are thankful that you have been rescued from every single evil attack that you have ever experienced that will ever try to attach itself to your life? Jesus says you have been rescued, and some of us need to receive that tonight, and we need to walk in that. I do not hold on to the fear, to the anxiety, to the things that the devil would want to do in our lives, because God says that you have been rescued. This is his promise, and it is yes for your life, and it is amen. It is done in the name of Jesus by his power. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 6 to 8. What is mankind that you are mindful of them? A son of man that you care for him? You made them a little lower than the angels. You crowned them with glory and honor and put everything under their feet. We are crowned with glory and honor for a purpose, and it is for the purpose of God. May we arise in that. May we arise and display the glory of the Almighty God in our lives. He's called us to display his honor and his brilliance and his power in the name of Jesus. Amen. Ephesians 1, 12 and 14, in order that we, who were the first to put our hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory. We were created to display his glory in our lives. And you know, there's an aspect of us as the sons and daughters stepping into the promises of God. God is often saying yes to us, while some of us continue to say no. God says, yes, it is already done, to what we need according to his will. There are those in the kingdom who are saying, no, I can't do it. There are those in the kingdom who are saying, no, I won't do it. I'm too afraid. I don't know what that looks like. I don't know how to do that. And God continues to say, yes, you can. Yes, I have called you. Yes, you have the ability. I have given you everything that you need for his purposes, for his glory. God is looking for a people who will not question him, but who will walk in such a firm belief in who he is and in his abilities and say yes to his will and say yes to his way. God is looking for us to say yes and amen to him. He's looking for us to say, yes, I will go. Yes, I will say that. Yes, I will sacrifice my time. I will get on my knees and I will intercede. And I will believe that you can move in people's lives because that is the promise of your word. Ezekiel 22, verse 30. I looked for someone among them who would build up the wall and stand before me in the gap on behalf of the land so I would not have to destroy it, but I found no one. You know, I pray that we would be his people who would build up the walls, who would stand in the gap and pray that he would turn a nation back to him. I pray that we would be a people who would worship and praise until the breakthrough comes in the name of Jesus. I pray that we would be a people who would stand on his word and believe in his promises until every heart is softened and set on fire for the glory of God, that his glory would reign forever and ever. Amen. Let faith arise in our hearts. Let his passion consume us. Let us be a people who are not afraid, who stand and prophesy and declare his promises and declare his glory and amen. It's time for every believer to know that they have been rescued from every attack of the enemy. It's time for every believer to know that we have been crowned with glory and honor and that we have been called for his glory and for his purposes. Amen. 2 Peter 1:3, his divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. The final way God wants to show his glory is number 3, covering the earth with his glory. Psalm 72, verse 19, praise be to his glorious name forever. May the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. Our amens, they really are important for what they say to God. When we say amen, we are saying we agree. We agree with your word, God. We agree with who you say that you are and what you can and want to do. It also says that we accept his commands. In Deuteronomy, it makes mention 12 times of how the Lord described his curse upon various different sins. And each time he told his people about his curse that would come upon them for his sins, he commanded the people to say amen each time. It was important to God that his people acknowledged his commands and that they accept them by saying, yes, Lord, we agree with you. We agree with your judgments. We may not understand all of it, but we know that your way is the right way, and by your grace, we will obey. Our amen says a lot to God about our faith, about our trust, and our obedience. It says a lot about our passion and our belief that he is a God who answers our prayers. And we see this in Matthew when Jesus is teaching his disciples about how to pray. In this manner, therefore, pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And we say, yes, Lord. And we say, amen. And let all of that be done. Let all of that be accomplished in each one of our lives. Amen. And amen in the name of Jesus. We believe that God will answer our prayers according to his grace and his power, that his glory would reign forever. Psalm 72:19 in the voice, it says, may his glorious name be blessed forever, and the whole earth be filled with his eternal glory. Amen, amen. This verse is the final prayer that David prayed in the book of Psalms. There are other psalms and songs that are recorded after this, but this is his final prayer that is recorded. And we see him as he earnestly cries out for the fulfillment of this prophecy and this promise. Let the whole earth be filled with your glory, God. Let every heart, let every mouth, let every house, let every city and every nation be filled and consumed with the glory of God. And he is so earnest that he ends it with a double amen. He says again and again, I ask and I pray according to your prophecy and your promise. Let your glory fill every single life, every city, every home, and every nation, that your glory would reign forever. Amen and amen. Let every believer lift up this cry. Let it be done according to your promise, being yes and amen in the name of Jesus Christ. David's final prayer at the end of his life, it echoes the heart of God. And with this final breath, he prays, let God be glorified. Let his kingdom advance in the world. My final request, Lord, God is looking for his glory to fill the earth in and through us. Revelation 1, verses 5 to 6, to him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood and has made us to be a kingdom and priests to serve his God and Father, to him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. May we arise as a kingdom of priests to serve him, to display his glory, to pray for his glory to cover every home, to cover every life, to cover every city and every nation in the name of Jesus. And in closing tonight, this word, amen, it is so important for so many reasons. But perhaps one of the most important reasons is because God himself is the great amen. In Revelation chapter 3, Jesus called out to the lukewarm Christians of Laodicea. And Jesus wanted them and us to repent of any apathy, to repent of any lukewarmness in our lives. He wanted them and us to have a deep passion and a conviction that would burn within us for his glory, for his will, for his purposes to be accomplished in and through us. And in Revelation 3:14, Jesus begins by saying to them, "These are the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the ruler of God's creation." The Amen speaks not only of our agreements with God, it speaks not only of our faith in God, but Amen is a name that he has given to himself. And when we speak Amen to his word, and when we speak Amen to our prayers, we are speaking his very being. We are speaking his power and the very essence of all of who he is into these situations. Amen is powerful in our lives. We are saying, God, we not only agree with you, but God, because you are the Amen, we speak the very fullness and the power of Jesus Christ into situations. God is looking for his word to be accomplished in our lives. In his written word, it is full of promises and what he desires for us out of his love and his plan for us. And the very end of his written word, the end of Revelation, he writes, "The grace of the Lord Jesus be with God's people. Amen." Amen is the very last word in our Bibles. It is written all through our Bibles. But at the very end of his word, he says, "Amen." It is his last word on his word. And he says, "Let every word be done in the name of Jesus." All of my promises are yes and amen for his glory, that his glory would reign forever, that his glory would cover the earth, that his glory would cover our homes. And it means assuredly, it means firmly, truly, so it is, so be it, may it be fulfilled. I love the story in 2 Chronicles where it says that when Solomon finished praying, fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the temple. We need his glory, church, to fall upon our lives. We desperately require and need the glory of God to fall upon our churches. When his glory falls, the things that don't belong are burned, and we are changed from the inside out. And this is what really is desperately needed in our lives, for us to continually be changed from the inside out, for the glory of God, that his house can be built, that his revival fire can spread through us. We need to have these Isaiah experiences in our lives where we encounter his glory in such a powerful way. I mean, so closely and so face to face with the living God that it changes us from the inside out. That we cry out for change. That we cry out for the fleshly desires to be burned in his presence so that we can display more of his glory in our lives. God responds to our offerings as he did in Chronicles. He responds to our sacrifices. I'm hungry for the train of his robe to fill the temple, to fill his house, that his glory would fall in a greater measure, that we would be changed. Psalm 24, verses 7 to 8, it says, "Lift up your heads, you gates. Be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle." Would you lift up your heads tonight? Would you lift up your hands and say, "The King of glory, would you come in?" He is the God of miracles. And when the King of glory walks among us, when he walks into our houses, when he walks into his churches, his miracles are released. The fullness of his presence is released. And I pray tonight that we begin to get hungry and that we get a little bit more desperate for his glory, because we need to see some miracles released. Amen? Amen. Come on, let the miracles, Let the fullness of the power of Jesus Christ be released according to his promises, according to his word. They are yes in Christ, and they are amen. Let it be done, O God. It is time for God's will to be done. It's time for God's word to be accomplished and for his glory to rain down upon us. In Jesus' name, amen. He is worthy for us to surrender our lives. I think you would agree with me on that. He is so worthy for us to serve him, to give him everything that we have, every weakness, all the tiredness. Come on, he is worthy for us to surrender all of it, to give all of it to him, and he pours back into us, and there is nothing like walking in his plan. I don't want to walk outside of his will. We only want the best that God has. We want to see him build his house. He is the hope of glory within us. He has rescued us from every evil attack, and he has called us for his glory, and he is ready to fill the earth with his glory, to fill every life and every home and every church for his glory. Would you stand with me tonight? The Amplified Version of 2 Corinthians 1:20 says, "For as many as are the promises of God, in Christ they are all answered yes. So through him we say our amen to the glory of God. Now to the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen." Let's worship the King of Glory. Let's invite the King of Glory to just come and flood his house tonight. If you need prayer tonight for anything, would you come? We would love to pray for you. We want to believe that the promises of God over your life, they are yes and they are amen. Let your glory come, Jesus, tonight. Let's worship him. Come if you need prayer for anything, but let's give him our highest praise and our highest worship just for a few moments tonight.